See, there you go. You've heard a lot about the song that Beyonce released. Country song. Not really something she's known for. That is it. If you haven't heard it, that's what it sounds like. Beyonce, Texas Hold'em. By the way, making history as the first black woman to top the Hot Country Songs chart. Not to be put aside with Tracy Chapman's song, because Luke Combs covered that song, right? He covered Fast Car, and it went to number one. She has topped the chart as the first black woman to solely write a song. But Beyonce actually doing the singing in Texas Hold'em. And not to be put aside, Beyonce, while all that talk was going on, just happened to release a new hair care line. And the rich get richer. Good morning. I'm Sue O'Neill in for BMaz and Beamer. This week from 9 to 10. Let's get up to date. My phone is working. Jimmy, your phone is working? Okay, so we haven't found really anyone in our building, but we do hear of people whose phones are not working. There is an outage. We'll keep you up to date with what's going on with that. But there's really not any official phone carrier. I have T-Mobile, so if you have T-Mobile, mine was working. So I am in for BMaz and Bieber this week. I am usually down the hall on a music station called Kiss 98.5, and I usually talk in between songs. So this was an opportunity for me to come down the hall and do something a little different. And I've had a blast, and I want to thank you for having me. Don't know if they'll have me back after this, but wow, what a ride. And speaking of wow, yesterday, right? Got off the air, said to my boss, I'm so out of here. I'm so going to go enjoy this. And he's one of those cool bosses who let you go. Yeah. So thank you, Tim Weir. I went home and put on my sneakers and said, I'm just going to like walk around the yard and get some fresh air. I opened the kitchen window, the bathroom window to get the fresh air in the house. I did end up, by the way, grilling, steak on the grill. So all those fun things got to happen yesterday because it hit. I think along the waterfront, I'm closer to the water. It was like 52. But when I left here, it was like 55 degrees. So, yeah. What a great day it was. Hubby and I usually go for a walk, and we're competitive. So as we walk, we look for change, and he beats me every single time. When I say change, we mean like a penny on the side of the road or a penny on the sidewalk someone dropped or in a parking lot. And, you know, first off, he gets like three pennies right off the bat, and I've got one. So then I find three. And I'm like, okay, I'm winning 4-3. And he finds a dime. Mm-hmm. Told you, he beats me every single time. So, but we went walking and then decided we would make a pit stop. Pit stop being CVS because they sent me a coupon and I'm a coupon queen. So we decided to click the phone and say directions to nearest CVS as we were walking. We were in North Buffalo, so it wasn't too far. And started walking, but the way that I was directed to go was on the rails to trails, bike path, railroad path. And, you know, I know it's there. It starts at, what, Shoshone on Hurdle, and it goes all the way to the Tonawandas. And this thing eventually, it's awesome. It's eventually going to go to the Erie Canal Trail, and it'll stretch 300 miles across New York. This is in my own backyard, and I know about it, and I've walked it and have told people how great it was, but I forgot again how great it was till you walk on it, and it's wide open, it's clean, it's there are idiots who tag things there, which I don't get, but it's clean, and you can walk, and there's people walking their dogs, and everybody's saying hi. Some people are riding a bicycle along, but it's the rails to trails, and It's a gem. If you haven't seen it or done it, go ahead. You can drive your car and park at Shoshone or a number of places along the way, and then walk or ride your bike, and then get back in your car if you want. If you're not from the area, or if you're don't want to ride your bike through traffic, maybe to get to the dedicated Rails to Trails park. But I think about it, and I think, wow, we've got so many of these cool things in Western New York, in Buffalo, in the surrounding areas. And, you know, we have a lot of talk about the eclipse. And, you know, right now, like, my husband's like, yeah, whatever. Because it's in his wheelhouse, not close enough to even be like thinking about. I do have friends who are like, we'll have a party because they'll have a party. They'll have a party for any reason. But if you're thinking about the eclipse and we're thinking about the people that are coming here, they're making a trip out of it. They're going to come here and stay. They're going to bring money to the area. They're going to spend money here. And you know what they're also going to do? They're going to do what everyone does when they travel. They're going to ask the locals where to go, what to do. So I'm going to, you know, if someone asks me, I'm going to say, well, what do you like to do? Well, I like to go for walks or ride a bike. Well, there you go. If you're in North Buffalo or anywhere along the rails to trails, that would be a great thing to tell them to do. When you're walking along the rails to trails, there's literally signs that, you know, point out which streets you are like at a crossroads at. And then there's also signs that will tell you the wildlife that you will see there. Everything from foxes, yes, coyotes, which they probably don't want to admit, turkeys, I think I saw, frogs, deer. So it's a fun walk. So when those people come to see the solar eclipse, we will tell them the fun things to do, right? I mean, people were really excited that there was a meteor last night. I missed it. I have seen videos, and it was cool. I wish I would have been outside, but at that point, I had already come in. But all these people are coming, and where will we tell them to go? You know, if it's Monday, April 8th, maybe they make a weekend out of it, and they come in on Thursday night, and they stay to Tuesday morning, or they leave Monday afternoon. But all that time that they could be here in Western New York and seeing things, where are you going to tell them to go? I started making a list today, and you can tell me yourself what you think we should tell people or what you would tell people. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text line is open, and you can text me areas where if someone, say, if you're, you know, having breakfast and someone's in town for the solar eclipse, and they say, where would you go today? What would you do today? Where should I go while I'm here in Buffalo or Western New York? And what are you going to tell them? I would definitely talk about the rails to trails, if you like to do that. But you know where, honestly, I have not been, and I think hubby could probably take me there because I think he's been there. The Eternal Flame Falls in Chestnut Ridge. I've never been there. Jimmy, have you been there? Okay, and it's fabulous. It's good, yeah. So what's so fabulous about the Eternal Flame?
It's just cool. Like, the flame is behind the waterfalls. If there's not a lot of water, it's inside of that waterfall, basically.
And you can always see it?
And you can always see it.
Any time of year?
Yeah, pretty much. Summer, winter, it's always going.
So you would tell someone to go there?
Yeah, it's a neat little hike. It's a couple miles. They just redid the trail within the last few years. And it's a nice walk. It's wooded back there, so you may not see it, but Chestnut Ridge, that whole area would probably be a perfect spot to see the
eclipse. So I've lived here 30 years and I haven't done this?
You've never walked down there?
Shame on me. You know what though? Good. This is how we talk about stuff, right?
It's so cool. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Jimmy approved. So the Eternal Flame Falls in Chestnut Ridge. I'll tell you what, I do live in North Buffalo, so it's easy to walk by the AKG, the art gallery. Probably call me a heathen when it comes to art, but I went when it first opened and they were doing the free tickets for people to see, and it's a marvel. It is amazing. It's beautiful. Even like from the outside, when you walk around all the art that's right there in the property, and then the actual building itself, and then when you get inside the building, in addition to the amazing art and the amazing way it is laid out, there is kind of like optical illusions when you look at things. Like when you look through the glass, there's a walkway to get from one side to the other. That would be a great thing to tell somebody to do. What would you tell them to do? 803-0930. Text in and give me your tips on what... I had never been to East Aurora, so hubby and I do the whole East Aurora. This is a few years ago. We do the whole, you know, East Aurora thing and shop the little shops and just, it's so quaint. And, of course, have wings. And, of course, Vidlers. Vidler's. I mean, you could spend a year in Vidler's. That itself. I would tell people, hey, if you're staying, you know, in East Aurora or near, isn't the Roy Croft campus out there? Yeah, they could stay there and hit East Aurora and go to Vidler's and have our world famous wings. That's a whole nother thing. Where to send them for wings. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like I've mentioned Paris. Hard to get a bad glass of wine in Paris. Hard to get bad wings in Buffalo. And when we live here, we have our own tastes and stuff. But our standards are high because we get really good wings. So, 803-0930. Where would you send people who were here to see the eclipse? Like I said, maybe they're coming in Thursday, maybe Friday, maybe Saturday. The eclipse is on Monday, April 8th. Where would you send them? I've got a lot of lists here. The Botanical Gardens. When's the last time you went to the Botanical Gardens? We used to do a little concert there called Starry Night in the Garden. And we would have, I don't know, 2,000, 2,500 of our closest friends come. And you could always hear people say, I haven't been here since I was a kid. This is amazing. That's a facility that has really pulled itself up by its bootstraps and got it together. They have an amazing board of directors. They work really hard. Their volunteer program is huge. To walk around the gardens, to go in the middle of winter when it's so cold outside, and you can go in there, right, and feel like the tropical feel and see everything in bloom and smell like the moist soil and all the things that feel like summer and outside, the Botanical Gardens is something else. And of course, you can't get to the Botanical Gardens without going by the Basilica. And if you, whether you are of that faith or not, when you go in there, absolutely stunning. The architecture, the beauty, it is absolutely amazing. And there's always, you know, young couples, bridal parties, getting their pictures taken because it's that much of a backdrop. So we have those two things right there. Over there also, Tiff Nature Preserve. I happen to like watching birds. I know, I am that nerd. Yeah, and I have a lot of friends on Facebook that are part of birding groups that are the same way. I feed birds. I like it. Tiff Nature Preserve is a place where you can see a lot of wildlife that you couldn't see in the city or anywhere else. And it's got trails and parking for you to park and then take a walk and do some birding. So you could tell them to go there. Where else would you tell them to go? 803-0930. My list goes on and on. I've got the Tiff Nature Preserve. I've got the Botanical Gardens and OLV. And there's just a lot of things to do. Actually, I have John. John in West Seneca talking about South Buffalo. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Sue. I don't think I've ever talked with you before.
Well, hi. My name is Sue. It's nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you, too. I'm in West Seneca. I live in Grand Island, and I'll be in Niagara Falls on that day. But I'm thinking South Buffalo is going to be awesome.
Okay, tell me.
Cazenovia Park.
Ah!
It's a great Cazenovia Park. You got some benches out there. You can put some blankets out there. You'll have a blast. And then, as you watch it, of course, you can make sure you have your glasses on. And then you can go to Blackthorn on Seneca Street. And you can go to the Irish Center for a beer afterwards. How's that sound?
Man, you are a man after my own heart. So,
and what about a Reuben? What about a Reuben, too?
I love a Reuben. And you know what? If it's made right, it is like next to nothing, right?
And maybe a fish fry. And,
well, of course, a fish fry. Hi. That brings up the whole other thing, but we'll be past Lent at that point. So where will you watch it, John?
I'm going to give a secret out. My secret spot is going to be the 15th floor of the parking ramp of the old Rainbow Mall, and I work at the Culinary Institute of Niagara Falls. I'm sorry, NCCC, you could say, Niagara County Community College. That's where I work. But we have a culinary institute right in the old Rainbow Mall. And so I'm going to be on the fifth floor parking ramp, which is the top floor of the parking ramp in Niagara Falls. And that's where I'm going
to
be positioned.
Is that open to the public, or is that not supposed to be a secret?
I'm not saying anything. I don't want to say anything.
Well, gosh, thanks.
I don't know if it's legal or illegal. You make that.
Yeah, I guess you could. Yeah, okay. I might be on my deck with a glass of rosé. Hey, thank you for calling, and it's nice to meet you, John.
Well, my backup plan is going to be my backyard on Grand Island, and I want to do a fire pit at the same time, because it's going to be dark out, so you have a fire, right? You have a nice little fire pit.
Okay, and now we need s'mores.
Yep, you get the s'mores going on and everything.
Okay, all right. John from West Side.
All right, you have a great day.
You too. Nice to meet you. All right, so we now have Cazenovia Park, which I didn't talk about. So in addition to just going to watch the eclipse, these are maybe also things that you could do while you are in Western New York. And someone says, hey, I'll be in for a couple days. What should I go see? Well, I'm there. What do I got to see? We have our beautiful waterfront. We have, you know, the museums downtown. We have the restaurants. We have the walk right through Canal Side. And then if you head just a little bit north, lots to see and do there. We talked about AKG. We talked about Forest Lawn Cemetery. We have some really, really, really big, important people that are buried in the Forest Lawn Cemetery. And it's beautiful. Anyone that I know that goes by the cemetery in a car with me is always like, wow, look at those monuments. And, you know, when they do tours and stuff and a lot of different things, and it's not a sad thing. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful cemetery. They've done a great job. So there's Forest Lawn Cemetery. Also over there, it might be, will it be too early for the cherry blossom blooms? Probably. That's usually closer to May. But the Buffalo History Museum, great little walk there. There's a bike path and a walk path that kind of goes along the water there. Nice bench to sit and look at things. You could go inside the History Museum. Maybe make a day of the museums. Go to AKG. Go over to the History Museum. There are so many things that we can show off to all the people who are going to be coming here who maybe wouldn't have come here. You know, it used to be, oh, yeah, Buffalo, you know, I went through it once on my way to Niagara Falls. Well, that's not the case anymore. Now we're a destination, and let's show it off. Let's show them what we got. And I love to do that. I love to tell them why Buffalo is so great. Where would you tell people to go while they're here for the eclipse? 803-0930 on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. 803-0930. I'm Sue O'Neill on News Radio 930 WBEN. Good morning. I'm Sue O'Neill. I'm in for BMAZ and Beamer, and that will be happening this week from 9 to 10. So that means today and tomorrow. And they'll be back on Monday. So there you go. If you've missed them, they will be back. So yesterday, I took advantage of the great weather, and my husband and I went for a little walk, and we ended up walking along the Rails to Trails pathway in North Buffalo. It starts at Shoshone Park, right there on Hurdle Avenue, but we cut in maybe a couple blocks up and took a walk, and it's great. It's paved. It's clean. There's benches for you to sit down. There's people walking by with their dogs, and they're saying hi. There's signs telling you how cool it is that you might see a turkey or a fox. So we talked about the fact that there's so many really cool things in Western New York to do. And that's going to be important, not only for the eclipse. If you don't care about the eclipse, yeah, whatever. Okay. There's still going to be a lot of people here in this area that are going to want to do things, that are want to experience things, spend their money here. We will take your money. Thank you. When they ask a local, what should I do? What you going to tell them? We've had some really good stuff here. Buffalo History Museum, the Botanical Gardens, AKG, Forest Lawn Cemetery, Tift Nature Preserve, the text board. I got some really good stuff here. Glen Falls Park in Williamsville. Yeah, right there. Uh-huh. And you could get a stinger. I had stingers at the Sabres game the other night. And Jimmy and I believe they were buffalo chicken with beef like on a weck roll, right? So a stinger is that. That's what we were eating anyhow. There was wine too. But
there was no choice. It was either wine or stingers.
Well, I had both. Okay. So get a stinger. And you know, we always talk about our wings. Stingers too. Beef on weck. Hi. If you have young kids, North Tonawanda Carousel Museum, or if you're a kid at heart, think about the photo ops there if people want to say, oh, here's what I did when I was in Buffalo or Western New York. And it's not about where should I go see the actual eclipse. It's what people will do when they're here. They're not going to just drive in for the eclipse and drive out. Most of them, I understand all of our hotel rooms are sold out. Most of them are going to be here a day, two, maybe make a weekend out of it. Maybe they come Thursday night. The eclipse is Monday. So what are they going to do for 3 days? We've got Dan in Hamburg on the line. Hi, Dan.
Hi. I got two things.
What?
One is, you may have already mentioned it, I don't know, is the Darren Martin House.
Oh, the one in the city.
Oh, it's incredible. It was built in 1903, finished it. A few years later, it's one of Frank Lloyd Wright's finest.
Have you been in there?
Oh, yeah. I just did a tour, my second tour. I'm also a landscape gardener there, so I have a vested interest.
Oh, okay.
It's incredible. They have self-guided tours, one-hour tours, two-hour tours. You need to make a reservation, though, but it's well worth it. And the other thing I have is, this is for Bills fans, no matter where they're coming from.
Yep.
If you're heading out to East Aurora or whatever, Orchard Park, Chestnut Ridge, stop by the Bill store and walk across the street to the construction fence and marvel at what I call the pit.
Oh!
There's seven major cranes in there, and down Southwestern, and if you go into ECC parking lot, you can marvel at the, I call it the roadway to heaven.
Why?
It's huge. The amount of excavated material, it's like maybe close to 20,000 yards, and that's where it's being stockpiled, where they're going to fill in the old stadium when it's imploded after the new one's up and functional.
So they'll actually get to see a little history that they'll only see because they were actually here on site during that time.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, we haven't seen major construction and cranes like that in Western New York, probably in forever.
That's exciting, isn't it?
It is. I live right near there, so I can see the cranes from my driveway, so it's marvel.
Well, I would be remiss to not talk about our sports teams, anything to do with the Sabres and the Bills and the Bandits. So thank you, Dan in Hamburg. It was nice to meet you.
Have a good day.
I will. Thank you. You too. So when people are here for the eclipse, they're going to want to do stuff. Obviously, we'll tell them, you know, our favorite places to get, you know, wings and weck and stingers. But we have the Buffalo Bills. We have a lot of things to see around the Bills. We have the Buffalo Sabres. They won last night. They did not win when I was there the other night. But we also have the Bandits. And there's lots to do around them. Whether you're going for a walk, whether you're looking for a hike, whether you're looking for a point of interest, we're going to have a lot of people in Western New York, and we get to show off what we've got. They're not just coming for that three-minute eclipse. They're coming maybe for a weekend, maybe for a couple days. And we want to tell them where to go and what to do. So, Dave in Amherst, hi.
Hi, Sue. My birthday sharer.
Oh my goodness. I know this is Dave Macy. He has the same birthday as me. It's February 8th. A fellow media correspondent here. Good morning, honey. Yep.
Great to hear you on the radio on doing talk. And I would just say that one of the things that would be great, again, depending on how warm it is the Buffalo River Boat Tour. A couple friends of mine asked me if I wanted to go on the 4th of July a few years back, and I thought, oh, it sounds boring as heck to me. But I went begrudgingly, and I was so surprised at how fascinating the tour was. First of all, the guides are extremely knowledgeable. I mean, just some really cool historic facts about that whole corridor along the Buffalo River and the manufacturing and things like that.
So where would I jump on that? Where does it start?
Right at Canal Side. It's okay. One of the same group of people own the big schooner, the Spirit of Buffalo, which is another tour that just goes out on the lake for a couple hours, and they have cocktail service and stuff. But the Buffalo River Boat Tour, it's a two-story boat. It's got the upper level is completely open and in full sun, and if you're not digging that, you can ride on the lower level, which is covered. They have tables, they have chairs, and also
That sounds really like something I would do. I haven't done it yet.
It's fascinating. You've got to do it, Sue. In fact, I actually want to do it again.
Okay. All right. I think I'm in, so call me. Happy belated birthday.
Thanks. Same to you.
All right. Dave Macy / Cash, thank you for calling in, dear friend. Debbie in Colden is on the line. Debbie, I know you've got a lot going on in Colden, right?
Well, this is actually on the waterfront on Canal Side. Mm-hmm. I'm one of the docents at the Longshed building, where more than 200 volunteers for the last 3 years have been building a replica of one of the most important boats in American history. And it's the Seneca Chief, because on October 26, 1825, in Buffalo, right at where the Longshed building is today, was the terminus of the Erie Canal. And on that date, the Seneca Chief formally opened the Erie Canal. And on that day, the world changed forever. It was the most transformative project ever in American history. And we invite, it's going to be launched in May, but anybody, the public is invited to come down Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and come in and see the work and learn about more about the Erie Canal and more about this amazing project, which is supposedly the largest community boat building project in the world going on right now. It is an incredible project.
Debbie, tell me where exactly that is located.
The Longshed building is next to the Naval Park, just across that little bridge.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And the boat itself is 73 feet long, over 40 tons, and we have two master boat people, and then they're working on 200 volunteers who have never built a boat before, have built this unbelievable, amazing boat that will go in the water. People will be able to go on it. But before that, I think people need to come down and see it before it's launched, as well as after it's launched.
So, Debbie, we're invited to come down. It has your stamp of approval, and we are so excited that you called. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Nice
Bye.
To meet you.
Yes.
So we also have from the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, hey, Sue, the Outwater Park in Lockport at the top of the escarpment. And by the way, stop for baby ribs barbecue. Okay. We like those tips. So what we're talking about is, so maybe you're into the eclipse, maybe you're not. Either way, there's going to be a lot of people in Western New York, and I choose to live here. So I love it. I think there's a lot to brag about, and I'm learning stuff today that I didn't know about. And if these people come into town and they say, hey, you know, it's maybe Sunday morning, you know, I'm in for the eclipse, and it's not till Monday, you know, what should I do today? There's a bajillion things to do. And it's a great opportunity to get people to stop saying, oh yeah, I drove through Buffalo on my way to Niagara Falls. It's, I'm going to Buffalo because there's so much to do. We have the Theodore Roosevelt inaugural site. I believe we talked to someone this week on President's Day. We also have, of course, the Martin House. My brother is a car enthusiast. When he came to visit, my husband took him to the Pierce Arrow Museum, and he just thought it was amazing. He couldn't believe it was right here in Buffalo. We have so many museums. The AKG, we have the Buffalo History Museum, the Theodore Roosevelt inaugural site, which is pretty much a museum. And there's lots of things to do. There's Cazenovia Park. There's people walking and running, and where are they going? They're going all kinds of places. So even if the eclipse isn't on your radar to, you know, go that day or talk about that day, these are things around the eclipse you could do. We're going to tell them where to get wings. Each one of us has our own different take on wings and where we like to send people. We're going to tell them, you know, try beef on Weck, and they're going to go, what's Weck? And then we explain that. And then we'll tell them to get a stinger, and then they'll say, what's a stinger? And then we tell them that. Someone also wrote in on the text board, it's kind of out of the way, but Letchworth State Park is beautiful. And maybe if you're coming from that direction into Buffalo, that would be a good a stop. The views, the pictures, oh, amazing. And Jimmy says on the text board, Knox Farm also has an event. Now, I know they usually have the Borderland Music Festival as well. So they're putting themselves on the map. So I don't know, you run into someone the weekend before the eclipse and they, you know, what should I do while I'm here? I think we should be prepared to tell them all the cool things that you can do. We've got the botanical gardens. We've got the Basilica. The Eternal Flame Falls in Chestnut Ridge. I myself have not been. I need to go. I want to go now. It sounds really cool. Like, take a walk, a hike, and then it's behind the falls? Yeah, I like the idea of that. Where would you tell people to go? I happen to love East Aurora. I think it's a great getaway. It's so close, so quaint, almost Niagara-on-the-Lake-ish. There's Chautauqua, a little further, but that's amazing. Lewiston, wow. Lewiston, the views, the things to do there. So if they're looking for, like, you know, an afternoon, where should I go? Oh, you know what? Go up to Lewiston. I'm sure that's going to be a great place to see the eclipse, by the way. There's also Ellicottville. Shout out to our friends there. Always a good time. So if someone says, hey, it's Friday night, and they're saying, what should I do? I need to, you know, kill a day before the eclipse. Ellicottville, short drive, there's shopping, there's hiking, there's restaurants, there's always something going on in Ellicottville, and it's not far. So we have so many things that we can tell people are great about our area and what to do, and I think we should be ready. I think we should get these lists out. It should be 803-0930 if you would like to text in one. We've had everything from the Carousel Museum to Letchworth State Park to the Pierce Arrow Museum. I'm missing a million. A million. Do we have any on the text board that I didn't get to yet, Jimmy?
Someone said Sloan Park.
Sloan Park? I'm not sure where that is. Do you?
I know
where that is.
It's got to be in Sloan somewhere.
Look, there you go. Sprocket Scientist 1 and 2 here.
That's the best I can do. It's somewhere in Sloan.
So it was nice out. That's what started the whole thing with me yesterday. And we went for a walk, and we went on the Rails to Trails pathway, starts at Shoshone on Hurdle. We didn't go that far, but we were really talking about what a great thing it is. And we were like, wow, forgot, you know. And you can enter it at all different, you know, locations, all different points. So you can go as far as you want or not as far as you want. And we talked about that we have a lot of really cool stuff in this area that nobody knows about. And we're going to get to show it off. We're going to get to have all of our hotels filled, our restaurants filled, people shopping in our grocery stores. They might be asking you where to go. We talked a lot about grocery stores yesterday. They want to get a few things maybe because some people might like picnic. Where will they get their stuff? They'll go to the grocery store. We are excited because they're going to bring all their money into the market. We'll take their money and we'll show them a good time and they'll come back. It's so funny when people come to Buffalo and, you know, they get here and they're like, it's not snowing. It's like, no, it doesn't snow 24/7, 7 days a week, 365. And when they see it, they're blown away. Everyone. Yeah. They see that waterfront and what we've done with it. And when you drive by the Peace Bridge at night and it's lit up, when you drive by the grain silos and those are lit up, or, you know, down where you smell Cheerios and River Works and all the cool things in South Buffalo, whether it be the Basilica, the Botanical Gardens, Tiff Nature Preserve. All kinds of people have all kinds of different hobbies. I like to garden. I like to drink wine and bourbon. And I also like to feed the birds and watch the birds. I'm not great at it, but I'm learning. So there's all kinds of people that are going to ask you things to do. And when you find out something they like, you're going to be able to talk about it. Because we've talked about our shining star and how great it is here. We had a great day yesterday. Today, we're still going to have a high of 50, but we're going to have some rain moving in. So you might be able to get out a little bit this morning and enjoy it and take around a look around and say, you know what? If I had to tell somebody about somewhere to go and what to do while they're in town for the eclipse, why not go here? And you know they're going to ask about the restaurants. So find out where they're staying or what area they're going to be in and be ready to tell them about all our local cool restaurants, because I said it before, our restaurants can go up against any restaurant anywhere. And I've traveled extensively, restaurants in New York, San Francisco. Our food is fabulous and they're going to have a great time. And we're going to tell them how to do it because we love Western New York. Sue O'Neill in for BMAZ and Beamer. That will do it for me. I will be back tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., my last day. David Bellavia is coming up next on News Radio 930 WBEN.